do some 130 news with Jake.
Thank you, Dan. Hey, Mido.
Raising Cane's and Josh DeShong. Woo! Yeah.
All right. Fuck. Summer is upon us. It is pool season. There's a new study released by something called the Water Quality and Health Council. Don't ask me what they do. For all I know, they could be in the back pocket of Big Shower.
The Water Quality of something?
Council? Water Quality and Health Council.
All right.
They could be owned by chlorine or showers or... I don't know.
Helping the government put the mind control fluoride in your...
You always have to be a little suspect. Sus, as the kids would say, Mino. Whenever one of these studies come out, because you don't know what their angle is. But the upshot of the study is... More than half of Americans report using a swimming pool as a communal bathtub. Swimming as a substitute for showering or using the pool to rinse off after exercise or yard work in lieu of a shower.
All right, now...
In lieu?
I definitely will...
I just want to say this.
Jump in the pool if you're covered with grass clippings and...
And I want to say,
jog around the neighborhood.
I was going to say, after a 5 mile run, or heck, let's call it a 1 mile run in Texas.
Get nipple blood all in the water?
No, there's no nipple blood from a 1 mile run.
Isn't it's the
not
chlorine
the Boston Marathon. But,
does that happen?
In the teens.
Okay. You don't know about
Bob
this?
Bob ran a marathon, and apparently, this is common that people will put like band-aids over their nipples
or
because.
Tape.
The chafing on your shirt.
Especially in the cotton shirt era.
Okay. Yeah.
Google marathon bloody nipple.
Okay.
Now, this is where
kinds of crazy things that
this is where women have the benefit, once again, as they do in everything else in life.
Right?
They get to wear those great sports bras, which are so comfy.
The birth of childbearing.
Right. Now, if you would wear
the joy.
One. Right. All the...
I'll tell you what. If you're going
to
marathon
They get everything.
Run,
they get to wear those cool high heels. That looks so fun.
If you're going
to
marathon run, you're going to have chafing that you just never imagined possible.
In different places?
Yeah. The other one is kind of upper rib cage, lower armpit.
What do you do there?
I mean, it just wears right through the skin.
You just get a callus?
Yeah.
Could you just run without a shirt? Is that why the people do that?
I'm sure they do, and they probably have really sweet six-packs, and I've never had that, so I keep the shirt on.
So, according to this study, dirt, sweat, and other things on your body react with the chlorine, and then the chlorine, which you might think, okay, that can kill germs, then it can't.
It takes it away.
It can't once it reacts with your sweat and the like. So... I don't ever shower. I don't think I shower before I get in a pool, but I've also certainly never considered getting in a pool cleaning myself.
Well, some people have like a little outdoor shower just to rinse off after being in the pool.
Man.
To get the chlorine off.
That sounds really affluent.
Or like at the beach.
Well, they have some really cheap ones.
Yeah.
You can hook your hose up to it and.
Or get the sand off. But.
But I also think you have to shower that night if you went swimming.
Oh, yeah. But just don't try telling me I can't hop in the pool after a long run because that...
Have you heard you
that
have
first
to...
first moment...
Well, that's fine. That you have to also bathe, though.
Yes.
But
yes.
I think this is
but
saying
the first
that certain...
one, the 1 second, that 1 second when you hit the bottom of the pool...
It's great.
...and you're hot and now suddenly you're in 75-degree water.
In Texas, has your pool ever been too hot?
So you got to go deeper. Can't do the 4 foot pool in Texas.
This is why you heard of the people that deliver a giant ice cube and drop it in your pool.
That doesn't work.
Well,
I used to argue with my aunt about this all the time because she was a pool enthusiast in North Texas, but she always was worried about the kids. What about the kids?
Mm-hmm.
So the maximum depth was always like a yardstick. What do they call those? Like a play pool or something?
Pool.
Or a waiting pool? It's the worst. And so. When I was old enough and affluent enough to build my own pool, I said, well, I didn't really
deeper.
Do it. I commissioned it. But yes, charge me what you need. We're going deeper.
How deep?
Deeper.
What do you got, 20?
9 feet.
I want my ears popping.
They usually offer
Johnny
you like
deeper.
7 or 6. And I said,
I've got like 8.
Got to go to 9. And you know why? Because by the end of the summer, everyone's complaining about their pool's too warm. Not this guy.
You have to go to the depths.
Yep.
The biggest lie in this study is that 40% of Americans admit they've peed in the pool as an adult. That number should actually just be 94%.
Yeah.
Everybody else are liars.
Right.
I've absolutely peed in my own pool.
I can't wait.
like as a kid, was yelled at about it by uncle to not pee in the pool.
That they had chemicals that were going to turn it red.
Yeah.
So it was just going to be a smoke screen around my crotch in the pool. Never happened, and it took me a couple summers to test it, but once I did, it was like, I'm getting in here every time I have to go.
Gross.
Word to the wise.
What's wrong with the world and why we can't put our kids in public pools.
You don't want to go number two, though.
No.
And you don't want to pee into the pool.
No.
Peeing in the pool and into the pool, totally different.
While you're in the pool, you have to do it.
Now, this is vague, but the survey also says that 24% of Americans would go in a swimming pool within 1 hour of having diarrhea.
What?
Now, I don't know.
Is that to clean up?
Why they asked that question. And maybe that means the 40% is accurate, because if 24% of people were willing to say yes to that question, I don't know.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's. I don't believe that one. I'm going to pick and choose which stats to use that I believe in this study.
Boy. That's really something right there.
Now, if you have not been doing yard work, and you have not been running until your nipples bleed, do you think you should take a shower before you get in the pool?
No.
Okay.
Why?
See, this is saying that you should. You should take even a one-minute rinse off.
That's stupid.
Before you get in the pool.
Yeah, who
does
that?
For public pools, that would be nice and considerate. If it's your own pool, it's kind of your own filth. So whatever.
Yeah.
The devil.
And then
know.
I do think you shock it with more chlorine, right? And it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Shock fixes everything.
Like it turns the green pool blue, right?
Yeah, although you're not supposed to...
The pool is generally green when we remove the cover.
You're supposed to stay out after shock for 12 hours? 8 hours?
Is that as big as a lie as don't get in after you eat?
Man, that is a lie, isn't it?
Well,
like, I didn't know one kid that died from that.
Only right? One kid?
No, I didn't know anyone that died.
Even if I knew one.
Getting in the pool too early after eating. Like, they make you sit there for a half hour.
Yeah.
Just survival of the fittest.
Just
man.
The longest half hour ever.
Like, why?
Yeah.
What do you. Oh, you could cramp up. You're not going to cramp up.
What? I'm not in the Olympics.
Like, you could have a chicken wing in your hand and jump in.
And then the
right?
Yeah,
while
absolutely.
You could be chewing while you jump in and you're going to be fine.
And then finally, the funniest part of this, I think, the biggest nerd alert stat is. Only 1 in 5 Americans report ever using a pool test kit to check chlorine levels in a public pool. A water park.
Take 1 in 5 sounds high.
That's super high.
You're going to walk into the test.
Walk into NRH2O.
Not going to go in. I just paid $30 for each of us.
See
to
the
get
manager.
In here.
3 drops of the blue, 2 right. drops of the yellow. Hold it up to the sun. Okay.
What a nerd.
Yes, science.
Man, I think you're.
No one's done that.
No.
I think your pH balance is a little off here.
All right. This whole study is now invalid. If they're going to report that
BS.
Weird
study.
And subsequently, the entire 130 News invalid.
Yay!
Also, Brooks Koepka is in the lead or something. I don't even know.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we heard that at the bottom of the hour.
Yep.
Sagan's already scoreboarding.
All right, up next, let's shift on to the Cowboys. We have Kellen Moore speaks. He's our new leader on the ticket.